Are you alright, Thomas?
Yes.
Yes? Good. Are you going to come through and have some breakfast?
No, not happy. Yeah.
You're not happy?
No.
Why are you not happy?
I'm tired, Mummy, and it won't be bush.
You're tired, so you want to sit on Mummy's knee with some milk and have a bath?
Yes.
You just got up.
Okay.
What happened this morning? You came into Mummy and Daddy's bed, didn't you?
Yes.
And what happened to Purdy?
I kissed.
Yeah, you kissed her, but why did he kiss her? Yeah, he kissed her like that, but what happened to make you kiss her? She's back outside now. She came into Mummy and Daddy's bedroom at the same time and tried to jump into the window, didn't she?
All down,
she fell down, didn't she?
Yeah.
And that woke Daddy up.
Yeah.
And he went to comfort Purdy and he woke up more very lively. And Daddy was cross, wasn't he, because he was trying to sleep.
A big mess.
A big mess. There was a big mess when Purdy fell, wasn't there? She knocked some things off Daddy's bedside, haven't she?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't settle then, so you came downstairs.
Yeah.
And you had a drink of milk.
Big mess. Yeah. Teddy tail.
Pardon? What about her tail?
Teddy. Oh, no, there's Teddy too.
And then again, we came downstairs and you had some milk, didn't you?
Yes.
Because you wouldn't settle, and then you went back to sleep on the sofa and you've only just woken up.
Yes.
But the thing is, Thomas, we've got some things to do today. We're going out.
Yes. A green bus. No.
No, we're not going on a green bus. You've got a green bus in your jigsaw, but there aren't any green buses in Manchester.
No. Red bus.
Red bus?
Yes.
There might be some green buses in Manchester, but not the ones that we take.
No. The Purdy! The Purdy's the one.
The Purdy? Purdy's outside in the garden. Can you see her?
She has leaves.
She's looking at the trees.
She has leaves.
Pardon?
No, but trees.
No, Purdy doesn't brush trees. Purdy's a good girl in the garden.
But in.
She coming back in?
No. But a garden. She's put a garden. But then.
I don't think she's coming back in. I think she's going to her favourite place to peep through the fence at Felix and Tiddles and Molly. Can you see that big slug?
Paper.
Puts it in the bin with some paper. Well, that's what I said to you when they're dead. Mummy picks them up, doesn't she, with paper and puts them in the bin. But that one's not dead.
No. Purdy's
a butterfly.
Yeah.
Where's there a butterfly?
The butterfly.
I can see a bee on the lavender. Can you see this bee?
Yes.
Buzzing around. Look.
Door's house. Back then.
Right, come on, let's have some breakfast.
What are we doing for?
Because we're going on the bus this morning. We've got to do some shopping.
Yes.
And then this afternoon, if the weather's nice, we'll go to the beehive in Didsbury. Because you've not really seen any friends this week, have you? Would you like to do that? okay? You've got a spot on your face, Thomas.
Yes. Yeah. But I used less. But I used a broken.
Oh, can you see that slug going up the chair? It's crawling up the leg of the garden chair.
Yes.
Hmm.
Pull.
Not nice, is it?
No, I won't touch slugs.
Don't ever touch slugs, will you?
No. Butterfly,
no caterpillar.
Yeah.
It's a slug.
Yeah.
Looks like a very, very big caterpillar, doesn't it? Do you remember your story about the very hungry caterpillar?
Pippin and
a little
caterpillar.
Oh, I see. Auntie Wendell and Pippin, there's something about butterflies and caterpillars, is there?
Yellow one.
Yellow one. Oh, I see. Talking of yellow one, you were walking around before with your yellow helmet.
Yellow one. Look. I need a window.
I don't know what you're saying, Thomas.
Look. Bussy bee, no caterpillar.
Bussy bee, no caterpillar?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks fascinating, isn't it? They're horrible things, but they're quite clever, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look how it's crawled up the leg of the chair. And it's turning around now. It's in a U shape. Its tail's off the floor and it's clinging hold the chair. And it's left a trail. Can you see that little trail? Where it's crawled on the floor on the patio?
Yes, they're coming. Let's eat a chair. This butterfly. No, the toad. No. Caterpillar. A caterpillar.
It's like a caterpillar, but it's not. It's not going to turn into a butterfly.
My tiny. Not alone.
Yes, it's coming down again now, isn't it?
Not changing. No.
No changing. No, it won't be changing.
But Pippin and I are changing.
Watch Pippin and I changing. You've seen our Auntie Megan and Pippin, have you? Caterpillars changing into butterflies.
What butterflies?
A few minutes ago I thought it was going to be very sunny and it's gone quite dull now.
No. What's this for me? What's this?
What's that, darling?
Oh.
It's the same slug. It's just doing different things, isn't it?
No, buddy face.
Buddy face?
Yes.
What's she doing?
A bee.
A bee near Buddy's face. I'm going to just have a look over the fence and see what it is that Birdie's staring at. Oh, I can't see.
It is.
She must be watching Felix, I think. Look at the other thing on here, on the patio door. Look up here. Look at this. What's this?
Butterfly.
A butterfly. Now, that's a daddy long legs. Look how really long its legs are. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 legs. 2 wings.
What about Pippin? Yeah.
You've seen one of those on Pippin as well, have you? Yeah. You're going to fall off the coffee table in a minute if you're not careful.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't climb up.
No, spider.
It's like a spider, isn't it? But it flies.
Yeah.
They come in, especially at night, like moths, and lights on.
Moth.
Inside.
Like a moth.
Yes, like a moth. You're going to have some coffee?
Hello, Moth.
Dan. Oh, yes, it's come off the chair and it's going towards Purdy, isn't it? She's probably not bothered.
Hello.
Those slugs eat Mummy's plants, Thomas.
Yes.
They eat the leaves, the green leaves.
Watch.
You're watching. You're watching it, are you? It's going to disappear in a moment behind the plant pot, isn't it? Then we can't see it.
In the mouth. Really in the mouth.
It's a daddy long legs, Thomas.
Yes. Have a dome in it.
What was that story about the moth and the butterfly? The moth went out at night just as the butterfly was getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
So as the butterfly was saying good night,
yeah,
the moth was saying good day.
You got my pen on.
And the butterfly said goodbye as the moth went out, and the moth said good night.
Yeah.
It was good day, goodbye. What was it? Good day, goodbye, good night.
But wait a minute!
Come on, Poppy, come and play now, please, in your chair. And then you can watch Teletubbies later. You're not happy?
No, shut off.
You want to take this off? You want to take your cardigan off? Well, when we got up this morning, Thomas, before 6 o'clock, it was a little bit chilly, so when we put that cardigan on you, but it's actually, it's all right for in the house, but you couldn't wear it. Oh, it says 3 to 6 months, Thomas.
Yes.
3 to 6 months. Gosh, you were bigger, a lot smaller than that when you were 3 to 6 months. Big box of cornflakes. I think I must have got the size wrong because you were only wearing that.
Can I eat it?
Well, I've got a bowl ready for you there. Look, would you like a spoon? Or are you just going to use your fingers? I didn't think we'd bother putting milk on today because you've not really been eating a lot of food, and you've already had some milk this morning.
No.
You quite enjoy them when they're crunchy, don't you?
Crunchy, yeah, I don't want
to do it. Thomas, do it. You want to do your straps?
Go down there.
Pardon?
Down there.
Down there, that's the one, yes. And where did you go yesterday with Grandma and Grandad?
Blackpool.
Blackpool, no you didn't.
Centre.
The centre, you went to the shopping centre, the Trafford Centre, didn't you?
Yes.
Trafford Centre to do some shopping.
Yes.
Was it a nice day?
Yes.
You had a good time? Pop your bib on.
Oh, no.
Bib on. Oh, well done, you've done your straps all on your own, well done. Would you like a spoon, sweetheart?
Little fingers,
okay. Would you like orange juice or blackcurrant juice?
Turning.
Orange. What'd you say, orange?
Yes, please.
Good boy. As well this morning because you were asleep. But having said that, when the letters came through the door, I heard you say something. Did you see the red bus then?
What?
Yes.
Ray! Don't Ray!
Yes, Ray came. You were asleep on his knee.
Hello, the Ray!
But I think, yes.
Big bang!
He didn't wave this morning, but when there was a big bang, when the letter fell through the letterbox, you said something about the postman. I can't remember what it was, but. Oh gosh, the patio door's stuck, Thomas, and I can't open it. Purdy's outside. Oh, here we are. Come in, puss.
No.
Oh, there she is.
Hello, pussy.
Percy, Purdy.
Little pussy, you like pussy?
Oh, are you saying pussy perhaps? It's only like pussy. some breakfast now. Talking of which, it's a long, long time since Mummy had her breakfast, so I think I'll have something now. Had a drink earlier on. Oh, Thomas, where's the sun gone?
Less now. It's mess. Doing the mess.
Is there a mess?
Mess.
Well, she's eating, excuse me, little chunks of food. And she knocks them off the edge of her plate, doesn't she, onto the floor. It's all right, because she's got a tray underneath. When you drop something on the floor, you shouldn't eat it, should you?
Oh.
But if Purdy knocks some food off her plate, it goes onto the tray underneath, so we can just pick it up with a fork.
Apple-munch. Munch.
Pardon?
Again, food.
Autumn food, has she finished eating?
Yes.
And you didn't see Daddy go to work this morning, did you, because you were asleep? To eat something, Puppet. Some cornflakes.
Ashew.
Ashew. Oh, that was a put-on sneeze. I don't think you've really got a cold, have you? What about the orange juice?
The pass.
Oh, the train. Oh, right. The train passed the orange juice. You're playing with your train, and you've just wheeled it. You're like a train. You've just wheeled it past the orange juice, haven't you, on the table? Have you got a cough, Thomas? I know this sneeze sounded false, but have you got a cough? Oh, you're just making me talk.
Cornflakes now.
Cornflakes now? What, the train's going to pass the cornflakes?
Yes. The man.
You're going to give the man some cornflakes. Shall I put these pieces of cheese in the back of the train? It's just clean because I washed it last night.
Here you are, man.
Is the man eating your cornflakes?
Yes. Have a go.
Do you think Purdy would like a little piece of cheese?
Yes. I never go to a train, Nana. You are cheese. No, it's just one piece.
No, Purdy's eating some cheese already, Thomas. That's for you. You eat that cheese. Share it with the train driver.
Yeah. Here you are. No. Cornflakes.
You got the cornflakes stuck.
We got it. It is night time.
Oh, you're taking the driver out of the carriage and now you're tipping your cornflakes straight into your mouth, aren't you?
I am.
Right, it looks like Purdy's all done. What are you going on, Purdy?
This.
The bypass.
What's the bypass? Tomorrow.
See you tomorrow?
Yes.
Did you say see you tomorrow?
Yes.
Come on, instead of just playing on your train, why don't you eat something, Thomas? You really haven't eaten much food for quite a few days. Come on, look, the driver. Look, he's bringing you a cornflake, especially for you. He wants you to eat it.
Yeah.
Look, he's bringing another one to you. What do you say? Thank you, driver. Oh, he's taking a piece of cheese out of the back of the train. Here you are, Thomas, it's for you. Oh, what a nice driver. Well, the driver's really worried about you because he said Thomas normally loves his breakfast. Even if he doesn't eat a lot during the rest of the day, he likes his breakfast. And he said, I've noticed that he's not really eating his cornflakes and his cheese.
Yes. Open the door. No. Bye.
Open the door. Has he got back in the carriage?
Yes. Open the door. I want to run. In the mouth.
What about his mouth?
This happened, mouth.
Oh, look! Have you shown him? Have you opened your mouth and shown him that you're eating something? Let's turn the train round and then the driver can look straight into your mouth. Open your mouth. Oh, yes, he said that was very, very clever. He said, here you are, have another piece of cheese. Oh, that's a nice driver, isn't it, looking after you? Making sure you have plenty to eat.
Hey, I've done cheese, Mummy.
Well done cheese?
Nice.
Would you like some more cheese? Let's see if the train driver can find any more cheese.
Get a room, driver, and my cheese.
Are you going to ask him to drive to another station? He might find some cheese there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But another train.
Oh, look, he's loaded some more cheese into the back of the train.
Abba doll, it's more.
Mummy's going to have some marmalade on her toast. I've had marmalade for a long time. you like some milk on the cornflakes, or are you all right as they are?
No, cheese.
You can eat cheese. Look, Birdie wants to come back in.
No,
she doesn't want to, does she? No, close the door. She's obviously quite happy sitting on the mat. It's quite warm outside, though.
Yes.
And it's better, really, that she can be out. Because when it's very wet or very cold and windy, she doesn't like to be outside. We've got to organise what we're doing with Purdy when we go to Spain. Because when we go on our holiday, Purdy's got to go on hers to us. Do you remember the other day we were looking at Liam's mummy putting the two pussycats into a basket, into the car? And we thought they might be going on our holiday.
We got the poorly one.
Yes, they might have been going to the vets because they were poorly. We really don't know, do we?
Nope.
But when we go away, we're going to have to do something with Purdy. She normally goes and stays with Grandma in York, doesn't she?
Yes.
But Grandma's poorly at the moment and needs to go into hospital, so it might be that Grandma's in hospital when we're on holiday.
It's a bit better. Better.
She might be better, yes.
What?
And if Grandma can't have her, we'll have to take her to a pussycat hotel, a cattery.
Yes.
She's been in catteries before, so she doesn't know too much, but it's better if she can stay with Grandma, isn't it? Because then she's got the freedom to run around. Whereas when she goes to the cattery, she's got to stay in the little pen. And the cattery we go to, Thomas, it has a little pen inside where she has a bed and her food and her litter tray. But then she can climb up a piece of wood and go through a cat flap and go outside into an enclosure where she can run around. Pardon?
Do a German.
What, darling?
Do a German.
David and Sharon?
Yeah.
What about David and Sharon?
Do a Smarties.
Oh, yes, they gave you some Smarties, didn't they, on Saturday? Here I am talking about cat flaps, Thomas, and you're off on a tangent about Smarties.
Tummy.
Tummy, yes, I think that's all you think about sometimes, Smarties and your tummy. Would you like some more orange juice?
Maria.
No, don't mess with them, Thomas. Eat them up.
And the fish. And the fish.
Yellow fish?
Yeah. Up for the white.
You saw some yellow fish at the Trafford Centre with Grandma and Grandad yesterday, didn't you?
No, up for the white. Open them wide!
Did they not open their mouths wide?
Nope.
Oh, I see.
Rainy. What are you doing now?
Billy's washing herself outside.
Right now.
Are you bringing the cheese to me in the train?
Me.
Oh, thank you. I've got a piece of cheese here. Thank you, Thomas.
One of Thomas's, one of Mummy.
That's right, we've each got a piece, haven't we? One of Thomas and one of Mummy.
two peas.
Two peas?
Yes. And the fish opened wide.
Yellow fish now opened wide?
No.
Why would they not? Did they open their mouths?
No.
Oh.
Machine. Yeah. Open a machine.
Machine?
Yes.
What machine, Thomas?
Just a centre machine.
You saw a machine in the shopping centre, did you?
Yes.
What sort of machine?
A blue one.
A blue one?
Yeah.
What sort of machine? Was it cleaning the floor?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
With brushes?
Yes, a big red truck.
Oh, you saw a big red truck? It tastes good.
I'm saying the chain is the chain is the bridge. The trees.
You saw a train on a bridge through the trees?
Yes. Brown ones, pink ones.
The pink one?
Yes.
The pink train? Oh. Are you sure it wasn't red?
No, black currant.
It was a black currant one?
Yes.
Oh, right. And where was that at Tesco? Because you can usually see the trains on the bridge through the trees at Easter through Tesco, can't you?
Oh, yes.
Did you go to Tesco with Grandma and Grandad yesterday on your way out?
Mama. Grandma's up.
Grandma's at home this morning.
Hello!
Grandma's house. We'll ring her later. You can talk to her on the telephone.
Oh, can you be tops? Made a big feet, paws, paws.
Purdy's big feet, paws. Are you talking about when she fell this morning? Well, what's happened, Mummy? We've been doing some cleaning yesterday. And I've moved the things on Daddy's bedside cabinet. And I've put a pile of glossy magazines.
Yes.
Quite near the window, and Purdy jumped, as she normally does, to get into the window onto Daddy's bedside cabinet. And she couldn't get past all the things I'd put there, then she...
A blue truck!
Yes, a blue truck. Then she jumped onto the pile of magazines and they all slipped. And she fell, didn't she?
Yeah!
A big bash. Magazines and Purdy everywhere. And Daddy wasn't very pleased.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you went to comfort Purdy, didn't you?
No.
I think you waking up woke Purdy up. Purdy falling out of the window woke Daddy up.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Can you say hello to the driver?
Hello, Ida. What have you been? Where have you been?
Hello, driver. Where have you been?
Yes. No trains. No, one train. I done.
Just one train, isn't it?
I done now. I done on the pass. That's my new pet.
You want me to play with it? Shall I push it back towards you? Do you like some toast, Thomas?
No, I'm on my night.
Pardon?
No marmalade.
No marmalade? You'd like some toast without marmalade?
What better than marmalade? Dumb.
Well, we're not putting Pippin on now. Teletubbies will be on in a few minutes. Would you like me to peel you some fruit and you can have some fruit and watch Teletubbies?
Peach. Grapes. Grapes.
We haven't any peaches, but we've got some grapes. Grapes, apples, bananas. That's what we've got. What would you like?
Coopers?
No, grapes, apples, bananas.
Oh, I can make them. Yummy.
Yummy?
Yeah.
Yummy in your tummy?
Yum.
Well, I'll give you some more juice.
Yes.
And you might as well have the grapes because there aren't many grapes. And then if you still want something else, I'll peel an apple for you.
Hello. What's Purdy doing now?
What's Purdy doing now? I don't know, I can't see her. Oh, yes, I can. She's back at the fence watching Felix.
Jump.
Is she going to jump on the fence?
Yes. But orange.
It's orange juice. I thought you wanted orange.
That's orange.
Well, I'll have some blackcurrant at lunchtime. There aren't many grapes this morning, Thomas.
Mum and me.
When we go to the shop, we'll have to buy some more. Well, I'll cut them in half and then they look to be a few more
shops
than there really are.
More.
Yes, we're going to the shops to buy some more, aren't we?
Yes.
Are you my treasure?
Yes.
Okay, how's that? Shall we have a little break now and watch Teletubbies?
Yes!
So that was a bit of a bonus, wasn't it? After Teletubbies, what happened? What came on after Teletubbies? You went to sleep? Oh, the Teletubbies were sleeping, weren't they?
Yeah.
What was happening? They were all lying down.
They ran out to sleep in the night.
No, no, what?
And they sleep in the night.
They were sleeping at night?
Yeah.
Lola in particular, she was in bed a lot, wasn't she?
Yes.
And then what did they say? Wake up, wake up.
Wake up, Po!
What were they using to wake Po up?
Wake Po!
Were they using a bugle?
Yeah.
What was it going?
Yeah.
Was it doing that? But what happened after the Teletubbies?
Bye-bye.
What came on the television that we weren't expecting?
Postman.
Postman Pat. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Postman, the Big Bang.
Big Bang, yes. You weren't expecting Postman Pat, were we?
Yes.
He was only on for about 5 minutes, but it was...
Yes!
And Jess, what happened to Jess? What happened to Jess, Thomas?
Sit down. Come on, Jess. Come on. Come on, Jess.
Come on, Jess.
Yes.
Come on, Jess, and sit down. Well, that was very exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we really didn't... I don't think we've seen Postman Pat before on television.
Oh.
I have, but not with you.
Oh.
In fact, we've got a Postman Pat book, haven't we, that we bought the other week? What's our postman called?
Postman.
What's our postman called?
Jess!
Jess?
No, Postman.
No, our postman's called Ray. I think this morning on Postman Pat, did it not say that Pat was busy waving to his customers?
No.
And Ray waves to us, doesn't he?
My room.
You're not feeling very well? I'll tell you what, let's clear away this apple. And get rid of the corn plates.
Wait. Then what a mess right now.
Then what a mess when you've driven it through the corn plates, haven't you?
Then do it now.
Let's clean up and wash your hands and then you can have a look at your postman pat book if you like.
What a mess now.
What a mess now.
Then doing.
What's the train doing? He's driving, with your help, through the cornflakes that you've just tipped onto the table.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Broken.
What's broken?
Train broken.
No, the train hasn't broken. Tell you what, Thomas, in the Lego catalogue that I was looking at yesterday, you can build a little track and a bridge in Lego for that train. I think we might talk very nicely to Daddy. See if Daddy will go to the shop. Well, we could go to the shop, couldn't we?
Yes. Daddy's shop.
But if Daddy goes to the shop, Daddy will pay for it, won't he? Yes?
Oops.
Is that cheeky of Mummy?
Sorry, Mummy.
Mummy cheeky?
Yeah, stop.
Sorry, Mummy.
Yes, a kiss.
Then you gave me a kiss. Why were you saying sorry?
Train kiss.
Oh, because the train bumped into me.
Right. Right, Mummy.
Right, Thomas.
Where the bus?
Hey, Mum, would you like to wear your yellow helmet?
Oh, no, I'm a police car.
Police car?
Yes.
Did you see a police car yesterday?
Yes, broken.
Broken?
Yes, what car broken?
A red car broken. There'd been an accident, hadn't there?
Yes, bash.
A big bash. Did you actually see it or did you just pass it?
No. I saw it.
You saw it?
No.
No go?
No.
Oh dear, was there a big bash and then the car stopped?
Yes. Man, oh dear, sight.
His head.
A sight.
You saw it?
All done.
All done. Didn't sound very nice to me. And the police car went racing past him with his siren and his light. And then a few minutes later, you saw him.
Beep-bop.
That was what he was saying. Shall we just wash your hands?
Two beep-bops, son.
Two beep-bops?
That's a friend's teachings. Meatballs. Ripping on the meatballs. Showing things.
What's ripping on meatballs? Are you talking about the fire engine? On Auntie Mabel and Pippin programme?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a fire engine you saw yesterday. It was a police car, wasn't it? And did you see an ambulance as well?
Yes, Beba.
That was saying Beba as well, was it?
Yes.
So you think the people in the car were poorly and needed to go to hospital to see the doctor?
Nana! Jean, Nana.
Nana Jean, you were with Nana Jean when you saw it, weren't you?
Yes.
Not Mummy Jean, Nana Jean.
Mama Jean.
Oh, you are affectionate. You're giving Mummy another kiss. That's lovely. Excuse me. Shall we dry your hands on a towel?
Yes. Quiet, Mummy.
You've got to cut your fingernails sometime, Thomas.
Yes. Haven't we?
They look a bit tatty.
Tatty.
And a bit long.
Is it big? Oh, ow!
Here, Mum, there's the toothbrush. You're going to brush your teeth, please.
Mum, ow! Ow!
Ow, does your mouth hurt?
Mummy, ow! Oh dear.
Hey, Mum, are you going to brush them?
The brush. The door, as you turn, open the door. Brush.
But you, can't door. You can't open the cupboard door because you're still sitting in your chair, aren't you?
Mum, ow!
Come on, what's about teeth?
Ow!
Shall we do teeth when we go up to the bathroom in a minute? Because we've got to go and get you changed, haven't we?
Just hold it.
Thomas, hold it. Do you want to brush your teeth? There you are.
Two stripes.
Two stripes?
Moment. One. Right.
Here it is. Did you say peppermint?
Yes.
Well, your toothpaste is just one colour, isn't it? It's all pink. But there is some toothpaste with stripes, you're quite right.
Stripes.
Stripes. Two stripes.
There you are.
What did we see last night talking about stripes? Do you remember that story about Little Bear's trousers going missing and Bramwell Bear? He used them as an icing bag, didn't he?
Stripes,
that's right. He tied the bottom of each trouser leg and he filled the trousers with icing and he was using it as an icing bag and he said, I can do two stripes at once, and he put pink stripes with icing onto the cake, didn't he?
Stripes. Mint. Check mint. It is a blue.
You're talking about mint, aren't you? Come on, let's get these teeth brushed. Shall Mummy help?
Oh!
Do you like more toothpaste?
Oh, yes. Thomas, brush it.
Yes, you can brush it, but you must brush it properly. Mm-hmm.
More stripes, and
Mummy's got to go to the dentist next week.
Yes, Polly.
Oh, well, I'm not poorly, but I might be if I don't go to the dentist. Wednesday afternoon, poor Mummy. Oh, you're looking at the sore on my hand. Yes, I cut my hand. I can't
remember. The doctor.
Oh, I don't think I need to go to the doctor, Thomas. It's only a little scratch, isn't it? I can't even remember how I did it. You've got a scratch on your hand.
Yes, a doctor and a better Mummy Thomas.
The doctor better Mummy Thomas? Well, I tell you what, Mummy will kiss it better. We won't bother the doctor with
that. Oh,
there we are, better. Thomas, kiss it.
Two stripes. Mint. Shows mint. Mint is blue. Eva?
You're talking about different mint, aren't you? Usually stripy toothpaste, it's red and blue stripes, isn't it, in white paste? Put Pippin on stripes toothpaste, yes, that's what you've seen.
Big red one,
big red stripes.
Ow, ow.
Quickly, Thomas.
Two drapes. What Peppa Pig toothpaste?
You've already watched Teletubbies this morning, and you've watched Postman Pat, and I think that's enough, don't you? Yes? Can't sit in front of the television all day, Thomas. And you enjoyed what you watched, didn't you? But you won't enjoy it if you just sit there all the time. It won't be anything new. Right, let's brush these teeth, Weave.
Ow! Ow!
You don't want to brush them? Just remember, all those Smarties and all that juice you're eating, it's no good, Thomas. You've got to have your teeth brushed.
Oh, Jess!
Jess, look, here's Jess the pussycat. Now she wants to... She wants to watch you having your teeth brushed. Look, she's having her teeth brushed. We do... Down, 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 down with the top ones. Up, up, up with the bottom ones.
Open wide.
She's opening wide, round and round. There we are. Round and round like this. Let me show you. This is what we did with Jess. There we are. Yeah, we're doing...
Just up.
I'm doing Thomas's teeth now, just like I did Jess's. We're going to rinse it under the tap.
Big boy.
Oh, you're giving Jess a cuddle and a kiss. And what else did they have in the post office at Postman Pat's post office this morning in Greendale? It wasn't just letters, they had parcels, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, you're giving Jess a cuddle. Top ones again. Let's just finish brushing yours first, then I'll go back and brush Jess's. There you are, puppet.
You like Jess?
No, just let me rinse it before Jess has her teeth brushed again.
Ow!
Listen, when we brush Jess's teeth, though, we don't do it quite the same as yours. We don't actually touch her mouth, look. There. Now don't try and do this on Purdy, will you? Because Purdy goes to the vet to have her teeth done. We don't use your toothbrush on Purdy, do we?
It might, Jess.
That's right. Oh, that's lovely. Jess having her teeth cleaned.
The pin.
Well, Pippin went to the vet to have her teeth cleaned with Auntie Mabel.
Pippin. Pippin, open wide!
Open wide? Is that what the dentist says? Open wide.
Oh, shiny, no!
Well, I'd read a blind before, because when you're watching Teletubbies, the sun was shining so brightly that we had a job to see the television. This is a shame to keep the sun out, isn't it?
Hold on, Jess.
Hold on, Jess has had her teeth brushed, has she?
Hold on now.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think when we next go shopping, Thomas, we need to buy a new sponge and face cloth for you. They're getting a bit tatty on. Right, shall we have a look at this book now? Yeah. Let's do it without the music, though. We won't press that today.
No.
No, we'll just look at the book.
The yellow paint.
Pardon?
Red bus.
The red bus, that's the post van. It says Royal Mail, ER.
ER.
ER, ER 2.
Yeah. 2.
That's for Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. My Jess. Has my lady two Jess?
Yes, Jess is sitting in the back of the post van, isn't she?
Two Jess.
And that's Mrs. Goggins. Look, she runs the post office. And Pat's obviously collected all the letters from the post box outside of the post office and he's putting them in the back of his van. Shall I read it to you?
Yes.
Oh, we won't use... No, we'll play the music afterwards. Let's just read the book. Yes? It is very early in the morning. Postman Pat is already at the post office loading parcels and letters into his van. Thank you, Mrs. Goggins, says Pat. Wake up, Jess, we have to go. Oh no, let's just read this story. Look at all these things. Postman Pat's van, a lady on a bicycle, a gentleman on a motorbike, a man on a tractor, and another man driving a shop. Sam's mobile shop.
Yes.
Inside that van, Thomas, he's got all sorts of things that you'd buy. Might have bread, vegetables and fruit and bread and milk. Pat sets off on his delivery round, meeting lots of friends along the way. They all wave hello to Pat and Jess. Good morning, everyone, says Pat.
Oh, sis.
That looks like a little boy putting a saucer of milk down on the floor for Jess. Tom and Katie eat cereal for their breakfast. Tom gives a bowl of milk to Jess. Hello, Mrs. Pottage. Only one letter for you today, says Pat. Alf Thompson milks the cows at his farm. A cockerel crows. Cock-a-doodle-doo. What does it say?
Luna.
Yes. Pat gives a large parcel to Dorothy. It's a pair of Wellington boots, says Dorothy. Just what I need.
Yellow and blue ones.
The green ones, aren't they?
No, yellow ones, no red ones.
No, the yellow ones, not red ones. They're green Wellingtons.
Look. Blue ones.
What's that?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Can you see the farmer sitting on the stool milking the cow? When you have milk on your cereal and drink milk in a bottle, it comes from a cow.
Yeah.
All the children walk to school. Pat waits while they cross the road. Hello, Pat. We're going to have our faces painted at school today, says Lucy Selby. I can see a policeman. The policeman's standing on the road helping the children cross. Why does Granny Dryden have so many visitors this morning? Happy birthday, everyone cries together. Oh, thank you, says Granny Dryden. You're all just in time for tea. Now what are they all bringing, Grandma? Presents and flowers and chocolate and fruit because it's her birthday.
Yeah.
We went to a birthday party last Thursday, didn't we?
Yes, happy birthday!
Happy birthday! I think it was last Thursday. Oh. Those little bells and black and white cats. Oh, you're dancing. I'm kicking. Don't kick.
Jess. Oh dear.
Oh dear, Jess has fallen off the table, hasn't she? This is a book that when you press a button it plays Postman Pat's tune, doesn't it?
Me best friend.
There's a van about to drive past, I can hear it. Did you see it go past?
No, me best. No. No, me best.
You want to play the tune again? Postman Pat and his black and white cat.
Mom and me.
Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the post bags in his van.
Hello?
Hello, darling, how are you?
No, it's about you.
Pardon?
No, but you.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Man on the tractor.
Oh, yes, there's a man on a tractor, isn't there?
A big machine, Nana, that's a big tractor.
A big machine, a big tractor, and a granddad.
Yes.
You talked about your trip out yesterday. What can you see in that room, Thomas? A little boy and a little girl eating the breakfast.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, that's right. There's a box of cornflakes on the table. It says Tom and Katie eat cereal for their breakfast. Do you think she has milk on it?
No.
No? I think Tom must have had milk. Oh, mind you, Tom's giving a bowl of milk to Jess the cat, so perhaps the milk that Tom should have had on his cornflakes or Katie should have had on hers, they're giving to Jess.
Thomas's.
Yes, isn't it funny how many books we read and the little boys are called Tom? because we've got your favourite books, Tom and Pippo. That's the Tom. And this book, Tom and Katie, which is quite funny because if you'd been a little girl, you were going to be called Katie or Kate. Just banged my toe on the table leg. Ouch! Ouchie.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Mummy's going to... Oh, are you kissing me better? You're so affectionate, Thomas. There we are, Jess. What's Jess for, really, Thomas?
Jess!
She's for doing this with. She's a neck hugger. You put her around your neck. We got that from Mother Cow when you were a baby. You were only about 4 months old, perhaps even less.
Mama, do it.
I don't think you should have maybe had it when you were quite small.
Oh, no.
There you are. You put it around your neck like that. It's a neck snuggler. And then when you're in the car, and you go to sleep, instead of your head going, woo, 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 and falling all over the place. Jess cuddles your neck. The only trouble is, when we went on a very long journey, it was August, and it was a jolly hot day.
Yes.
It was too hot to have a furry pussycat round your neck.
Yes.
But still, Jess goes in the car with us, doesn't she?
Yes.
I think she needs a wash, actually.
A wash.
This black, her black coat at the top is made of a velvet-type material and it's got all sorts of bits of white.
A coat.
And her white tummy looks a bit grubby. Let me just see if we can wash it. Let's read the label. It says, Postman Pat... Mother Care hand wash. So we can give Jess a wash. Well, we don't pull the label off, otherwise Mummy won't know, won't she?
No, that's wash.
Mum and Brother would be cross, would they?
Yes.
Oh. What colour are Jess's eyes?
Pink.
No, they're not pink. Are you wearing her on your head, are you? Look, she's got green eyes and pink nose. And her coat's black and white. Who does she remind you of? Who do we know that's black and white?
Tail!
It's a white tail. Well, a white tip on the end of her black tail. Who do we know that's black and white? What's Uncle Brian's pussycat called?
Felix.
Felix is black and white, that's right.
Mummy, sit down.
Mummy, sit down?
Yes,
next to you. Is that what you'd like? Well, I'll sit down in a minute.